to dry the dishes, you use
a dishcloth.
And something you use to wash your face would be a...
That's a washcloth.
And to dry yourself would be a...
Towel.
And when the water comes out the sink at the...
Now, what did you say?
At the sink, you know, where your water...
Oh, the faucet, you mean it, the water.
Now, what would you call that on the side of your house that you hook a hose up to? Do you have one of those?
I had to move it. I had one. I used to hitch hose to, and the kids kept it running.
Uh-huh.
They'd come in the yard, turn it on, so I had to have it moved.
Now, would you call that a faucet too, or would you call it a spigot or a spigot?
I called it a faucet.
Right. And how about on a barrel?
Oh, please.
On a barrel.
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 Oh, those are faucets on barrels.
You didn't use the word spigot or spigot at all.
Well, yes. Yes.
Can you think of the sense in which you use that?
Well, you know, faucets and spigots, as I see it, are just about the same thing.
Okay. That's fine. And something you might use to pour, if you're pouring something, you make something like this to pour. And something, if you bought a dozen oranges at the store, the grocer might put them in a...
In a bag, is it?
You know, made of what?
Paper.
Okay, now, did they ever call it anything else? Remember, long ago, they used to...
You used to call them sacks.
Uh-huh.
Paper sacks.
Okay. Did they ever call them anything? Remember anything else?
Pope.
Okay. Now, did you ever use the word pope? Never. But your grandparents did, I suppose.
Yeah.
Right. Now, and then 100 pounds of potatoes or something might come in a big...
And they used to call them toasts.
Okay. Now, in his life here,
the light bulb that hooks up there.
And something that, you know, on a barrel that goes around the barrel, the whole piece of stays in place.
It goes around what? The barrel. Oh, wow. Do they call that a hook?
Sure. And then if you were going to hang clothes out in the yard, you might have to carry them out in a well or something. That you might just something you put your clothes in when you're doing the washing.
I don't do any laundry work now.
Well, I just meant if you saw, I'm sure you know that, like, when they used to gather eggs, they used to gather the eggs
in baskets.
Sure, that's all. And then something smaller than a barrel that was used for... They put nails in it, small things about this time.
I don't think I know anything.
And then this is something you put in a bottle that, keg or tag. You've heard of a nail keg or a powder keg.
Mm-hmm. A keg and a barrel is the same, aren't they?
Well, a keg's smaller, usually.
Mm-hmm.
But now, something you put in a bottle after you've opened it, and you have it.
Put in a bottle.
On the top of it.
Oh, the cork.
Okay. Now, a musical instrument about this long that you blow on.
Huh.
Did your grandfather ever call that anything else?
No.
Have you ever heard it called a French harp?
Yes, I've heard that French harp.
Would your grandfather say that? Or
no, he just said harp.
You heard French harp. Would you use French harp?
Do I use it?
Yeah, no. It's a word you hear in Nashville.
Uh-huh.